Well, good afternoon. Today I'm going to present some of very interesting data and in a very different environment that other speakers have been talking. In Florida, we have a high water table soils, and they use that facility, that kind of high water table soil, to irrigate the crop. And this is part of a series of trials that we're working with growers in Northeast Florida, developing fertilizer, the nitrogen fertilizer best management practices, looking at timing of application rate. And in this particular study, looks intrinsically to the water table management, the irrigation management, which is a common practice of that that area. So it's interesting that potato is kind of a marginal crop in this society, because we have the Potato Association of America, so we don't see many presentations on potatoes here. Same thing with American Society of Horticultural Sciences. So it's kind of interesting, but I think it's the principle of what I'm going to present is very valid, because it's an important crop to the United States and also for Florida. So potato nationally, 0.35 billion in sale. Florida is about represents 36% of the spring potato production, with about $145 million. And a lot of people get surprised when they see potatoes in Florida. And the reason is primarily because we get premium prices for our spring potato, like everything else in Florida, blueberries, strawberries, so we can get better prices. So even they are even higher than the average for the spring potato production states. So focusing more on Florida production, so we have few major production areas. The biggest area is called the Tri-County Agricultural Area, and mostly of this in the south, northeast, and south Florida, seepage irrigation is the predominant irrigation practice, and here on the panhandle we have overhead irrigation. So planting occurs from September to February. And earlier September normally are the south counties. Our seed comes primarily from Maine and Canada, and our yields are on the range of 25 to 40 tons per hectare, so which is slightly lower than the rest of the country gets. But remember, we have better price for that, and that's what keeps the industry alive. So just a big, quick overview about what kind of irrigation systems we have in Florida. Seepage sub-irrigation, which is primarily the water table control. Sprinkler irrigation. And drip irrigation or micro irrigation. So when we look at the division, so about 44% of the agricultural land is under seepage irrigation. Which, just to explain, so we have a furrow every 18 meters, so about 60 feet. So we have furrows that we distribute water along those furrows, and because of this impermeable layer, so we can raise the water table and lower in case of rainfall. So normally the areas are surrounded by ditches or canals. So mostly the water source for this type of irrigation is groundwater. So it's estimated about 5,600 cubic meters per hectare per season, which is a lot of water. It's about 600,000 gallons per acre. So industry consumption is estimated about 9 to 10 million cubic meters per season, so which is a large water. And this problem is aggravating this large pumping in the region with saltwater intrusion. So the region is about 30 miles from the coast. So we're seeing this high salinity levels in the wells. So trying to minimize water consumption is kind of a major goal of the research program, and that high consumption can really jeopardize the production area in Northeast Florida. So one more little detail about the irrigation system. So this is an aerial picture of the seepage. So we have the ditches over here. So the water is normally applying this on the top of the two furrows. And here is a mapping. So what is telling us is the water distribution, because of the furrows. So we get saturated close to the furrows, the soil gets saturated, and the centers are, completely dry. And towards the end of the season, so this bad distribution of water, the uniformity, so we get spots in between the furrows that really mature earlier, have reduced yield. Same thing happened here because it's actually over-irrigating the crop. So our objective is to determine potato yield in response to nitrogen and fertilizer rates under three water table levels. So back in 2001, we got funded to open an area in our research facility. You see after a rainfall how poor drained is this soil. And so what we did is, this area is about 15 acres. So we divided in ditches the area. And there is actually a slope, so we laser leveled this area, to allow the flow to come to a certain, the lowest spot in the landscape. So we divided, in three of these major areas of five, what we call beds, each one. And we selected the center one, and we distributed several plots over there. So just to have an idea, with the slope of the land, so we were using this slope in our favor to really keep the different water table levels. So it's because otherwise we would need to have a barriers behind, to isolate this this area, and that would be like very kind of expensive. So we use the slope to accommodate these differences, and we also use soil moisture sensors to continuously measure the moisture distribution in the profile. And piezometers, or also called pressure transducers. So these piezometers were measuring the moisture every 15 minutes, and we set different targets. So we installed these piezometers in the center of these beds, and we had everything controlled automatically, wirelessly. So with these thresholds, so every time the water table was below the threshold, it would irrigate for a certain time until we reached the threshold, and then the valve would turn off automatically. So just another overview of the treatment. So we integrate nitrogen treatments in this. So this is one of those plot areas. So we divide in four. We have put four nitrogen rates in a split plot design. Nitrogen rates were 0, 100, 200, and 300 pounds per acre. And we cultivated two different varieties, Frio-Lay 1867 and Atlantic. And remember that we had that slope, so we were expecting to have a gradient of moisture, like following the colors, the shade of this square. So we expected to have more wetter conditions over there which close to the drainage area. So what we did is we used a covariant, which was soil moisture, to evaluate the differences in the effect of the water table level on nitrogen. Let's come to the results. So this is an schematic of our potato beds. So here we have the top of the surface and rainfall. And here is the water table level during the season, so from April until May. So we normally don't irrigate potatoes very early in the season because it takes because problems with seed rot. So April was our beginning. So here's the irrigation on and off of the valve according to the water table. And when we have the three treatments together, so we see how was distributed around the season. And when we have no rainfall messing up with the system, so we have a good control of the water table. But when rains, the situation gets aggravated, and pretty much we reset the system and start over. I'm going to present this data later. So this was a rainfall that happened in May. This was 250 millimeters in 3 days, so it's completely underwater. My grad student was asking me, what should you do? I said, let's go to Lowe's and buy some buckets and bail this water out. It took about, so if I come back here, you see after this major rainfall, we didn't irrigate at all and took several days to irrigate. That really compromised the yield. I think I forgot to say, the study was done in a couple of years. This was the volume of water applied for each one of the water tables. So we actually, we lowering the water table, we can save 60 to 70% of water. Briefly, the yields, this was the first year, this is total yield. So here the moisture content from 12 to 28. So probably this region here was the lowest water table. So, and the lines are nitrogen rates. So we see that as we increase the water table, we increase the moisture in the soil at 8 inches, and that has an impact in the production. So we didn't see the first year differences in nitrogen from 100 to 300 and zero. So for the two varieties, no difference between the varieties. Second year, so we had a more normal year. We didn't have that large rainfall event. We had differences in nitrogen, so there was a response. As we increased soil moisture, for the higher rates, we see kind of decrease in, not to pronounce it for total yield, but when you go for marketable yield, so we see a decrease, for the 300 and primarily. So that tells us that lower water table management, so we can, with less water, we can maintain yield, not needing to. And also, keeping the water table low, you have more storage for rainfalls. So in conclusion, so medium and low water table levels can better retain water from large rainfalls. Irrigation volume was reduced by 60 to 70% by lowering the water table without reduction in yield. Potato responded to nitrogen fertilizer application when water table was maintained between medium and low. So that was the case of 300 pounds per hectare. So with that, I conclude, and thank you.
So, have you ever looked at the total water balance between what you put on with sprinkler irrigation and microbes, and what they're doing, basically raising the water table in terms of total water pumped and kind of an ET differential?
We haven't done that. Although we in that research facility, now we have four different irrigation systems that we can start comparing that. And actually, it's my grad student, I have a grad student that just started. It'll be a 2-year comparison for that. But the other two systems are tile drainage. So growers are installing tile drainage systems, overhead irrigation. Although there is some, they are not trying to, they are kind of afraid to have, because of the high humidity in potatoes and late blight problems. So they're kind of skeptical with overhead irrigation. Another one is subsurface drip irrigation for water table management, not for direct irrigation. So they're managing the water table with subsurface. So we're going to be testing that.
Isn't there another possible management where you could have the hills maybe a little bit taller? Wouldn't that decrease the water table relative to the plant if you had the hills? Could you build it higher?
I think you're right. We could do that. It's pretty standard what we're doing with the region. The situation is, as the season progresses, the hills are kind of falling down, you know, to some point. They kind of middle bust, they bring the hills up again at the emergence and the side rest. But with our rainfall, it kind of falling. So we have a limit, because we are also very sandy, about 97% sand. Yeah, so it's very critical.
Yes, thank you.
One more?
Is drip irrigation working in Florida on a commercial scale?
Drip irrigation?
Yeah.
For vegetable crops, not for potatoes. No, not for potatoes. No. It's not working because it's not economically feasible. It is possible. We have tested that for a couple of years, but it's not economically feasible so far. Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.